How good would he be now if he'd been able to continue? All those years wasted when he could have been out practicing on his craft. He kicked off again. As the air blew past him, he became aware of a song that had started to play over unseen speakers. The music crackled with static, at times skipping beats, as though being played from an old record player. The song sounded familiar.
Welcome back to the Rainy Day Horror Show. I'm Big Daddy D, and you are listening to the number one podcast on the internet. And on today's short Reddit horror story, we have a good one. Dusty has just hand-picked another beautiful story. So, without further ado, I am going to welcome your host for this evening's show, Dusty McBalls, aka the Certified Cougar Hunter, and your host with the most. Now sit back, shut up, and enjoy this episode.
Thank you, Big D, for that beautiful little intro. And yes, guys, I am back. I'm feeling good-ish. Okay, I still have a little bit of a cough, a little bit of a stuffy nose, all right? But I'm feeling 300 times better than how I felt, you know, later last week. God, it was bad. It was really bad. Not gonna lie, I thought I was dead. Okay, I didn't really think I was dead. I'm exaggerating just a little bit, but it did suck. This fucking cold fucking sucked. It did. It truly did. Alright, but took a few days off. I didn't really think you guys would want to listen to me sniffling and coughing and sounding like a dying corpse. Right? I didn't think that would be, you know, pleasing to your guys' ear holes. So, I just decided to take the rest of last week off and, well, Monday too. So, but yeah, we're back. We're going to have fun. This is going to be a good episode. I like this story a lot. It's really good. I'm happy I found this one. This story is called The Trapeze Artist. Comes from the subreddit Scary Stories, with the user being Ordinary Fig, great start, 1896. His name or her, Ordinary underscore Fig, 1896. So, without further ado, we're going to jump into this beautiful little short Reddit horror story. It's not short, it's like a medium to long one. So, just sit back, relax, and let's just escape this reality for a good 15-30 minutes. The rain crackled all around in the darkness as Hay took another swig from his bottle. He lay on the soft bank of a ditch, watching the water stream out from a nearby culvert. It didn't bother him that he sat in the mud, or that the rain soaked him to the bone, living homeless and alone for so many years, had a way of making one accustomed to it. He felt nothing at all. As long as he had his drink, there could be nothing too wrong. How many years has it been now? 11? 12? Hade could hardly keep track anymore. At one time, he had been an acrobat in a traveling circus. Now look at him. 41, and a mere shadow of his former self. He was grizzled, with long, matted hair, and an untrimmed beard. He wore a raincoat so stained that it had become stiff, and his beanie had holes in it where tufts of graying hair stuck out. He still remembered what he'd looked, he still remembered what he'd look like when he'd work in the circus. Cleanly shaven and fit, with the hair of a movie star. He remembered how the girls would... Really? This is my first episode back in 5 fucking days and we're going to start off with this stupid fucking word? Ogle or oogle? I don't know how you fucking say it. My Minnesotan accent just came out real bad there for a second. But I think it's oogle. Oogle? Ogle? Oogle? Fuck this word. I hate this word already. We're rolling with oogle. Oogle him... What? Oh, God. Fuck this. Hate this damn word. How the girls would oogle him when he was up on his podium. And when he did his tricks on the trapeze, how the crowd would gasp in fear as though he might really make a mistake. The cheers often filled his dreams on nights when he was feeling nostalgic. A wonderful sound that all these years later could still move him to tears. How he missed it. But Hade could never think of his days in the circus without thinking of what had ended them. Dominic, the new hire from the Netherlands. Dominic was the finest specimen of man Hade had ever seen. Stronger than any man Hade knew. Charming, polite, well-liked, and a better acrobat than Hade ever was. The boy could perform a flawless double with his eyes closed. Often, Dominic did his tricks with just a single hand. If that impressed the other performers, it dazzled Hade. No one better than him knew how extraordinary Dominic was, and nothing infuriated him more. When the circus fell on hard times, several of the... What? Whoa! Aneurysm alert. Several of the performers were let go. It was no secret that they only needed one trapeze artist. And though the owner would put on a good show of pretending as though they were deliberating which one of them that would be, Hade knew that they'd pick Dominic in the end. Dominic. That too perfect for his own good, squeaky, clean punk. Hade wasn't about to let a kid who couldn't even grow facial hair kick him out of the only home he'd known for the last 9 years. He wasn't going to be outdone after giving them all the best he had to offer and leave the circus in shame after thrilling crowds for them since the very beginning, when they averaged just 8 guests a show. And so, before Dominic went to practice that night, Haid greased his bar, the one Dominic would jump to in the middle of his act. He was in his tent when he heard the commotion. There were screams, and then the voice of his boss. "Get Haid. Find me Haid." Haid fled as soon as he heard that. And there he was now, years later, homeless, broke, and alone. He chuckled as he took another sip. The same would have happened to him if he'd been canned too. The truth was, his boss was about the only person who would put up with him. Without the circus, he had nothing. But at least he went out on his own terms. Haid became aware of a red light flashing further down the road as the bell of the train crossing chimed. He watched with glassy eyes as a large locomotive drove by. It chugged with a steady roar like thunder. It was an older model steam engine, one he hadn't often seen on the tracks anymore. Freight car after freight car wheeled past, hypnotizing him as they went by. Eventually, the brakes squealed, and the train screeched to a stop. Moonlight slipped out from a patch in the clouds as the sound of the pattering rain once again resumed. Standing at the crossing was a circus car. 2 stage lights were on, lighting the side of the boxcar, its face painted in the bright carnival colors. A red and white tent stood out against the sprinkling rain, with the painted crowd funneling in. The word circus was written in an old vintage font. Haid had to look again to see that it was real. He hadn't seen anything to do with the circus since he'd left. But there it is, as beautiful as he remembered. The colors popped, and he could practically smell the lingering odor of popcorn on the night breeze. Haid clambered to his feet. He staggered towards the boxcar, taking in the masterly painted mural as he got close. The crowd looked so lifelike. The entrance of the tent was open, and he could make out the stands and the corner of the ring in the detail of the artwork. The car was the exact sort he once traveled in. He remembered riding in it with the door open and his feet dangling out, watching the wheat fields as they went by. He looked around. No one had gotten off the train, and the road behind him was entirely empty. With a sly grin, he tugged at the door of the boxcar to find that it slid open effortlessly. Effortlessly. There we go. With a last peek around, he climbed in. Inside was dark, even with the moonlight behind him. But as he walked further in, he could start to see a light between the rows of stands. In the center was a ring, painted with a yellow and red pinwheel design. On opposite ends, two ladders stood, leading up higher than the confines of a boxcar could allow. There at the top hung two trapeze bars, shining in the focus of the spotlights. Haid stared in awe. Never had he thought he would ever see them again. He gripped the ladder. The rungs felt cold and firm in his hands. Nervously, he began to climb, feeling that old familiar tingle in his gut as he did, growing with each step he rose. At the top, he had to keep himself from shaking as he looked over the edge. The ground was a mile down. He was reminded of the danger, that he wasn't nearly as sure of himself as he once was. But Haid shrugged it off. He had felt similarly then as well, particularly when he'd first started. The danger was what he loved. It had been too long since he had any excitement. With the kick, he pushed off, wind whistling by his ears. The tingle that was in his gut grew to a scream, and yet he smiled as he flew. As the next bar approached, he let go and grabbed a hold of it, muscle memory taking over in a moment of madness, and he sailed away as effortlessly as though his years-long absence had been just a boozy weekend. Haid landed on the platform on the other side, numb. He couldn't believe what he'd just done, that he still had it. And for a moment, he wished he'd never had stopped. How good would he be now if he'd been able to continue? All those years wasted, when he could have been out practicing on his craft. He kicked off again. As the air blew past him, he became aware of a song that had started to play over unseen speakers. The music crackled with static, at times skipping beats, as though being played from an old record player. The song sounded familiar, though its name escaped him. But it had a lovely tune to it, and soon Haid fell in time with the music as he swung back and forth. He laughed, appreciating for a moment the unlikeliness of it all. As he finished his second pass through, he noticed a figure standing on the platform opposite of him. Strong and lean and ghostly white, the figure stood silently. Haid stopped for a moment. Something about the figure chilled him. Something in the way they stood, not even looking at Haid, the only other person in the room, but staring like a statue at nowhere in particular. As Haid pushed off, so did the figure. Haid's heart screamed as they approached, but where they met in the middle, the ghostly acrobat leaped cleanly over him to the bar that Haid had just vacated. flying away just as gracefully as he'd come. The two of them repeated this routine over and over again, meeting in the middle and leaping over each other, each time with a more daring effort than the next. The music swelled, and Hayde began to recognize it as the song that Dominic would often practice to. I lost my spot, but I'm coming back to it. Where the fuck is it? What the fuck? Bah, bah, bah. Okay, there we go, found it. To and fro they went, and as Hayde listened to the words, he couldn't help but laugh. They were about a jealous ex-lover. He laughed harder and harder. The swinging motion and his dance with the figure becoming all that existed in this boxcar. A thunderous cheer roared from the crowd. And as Hayde laughed, another laugh began to emerge from over the speakers, booming over the crowd. It didn't belong to the audience nor the figure, but it filled the carriage, swelling it until it drowned out all else. A deep, mirthless, maniacal laughter seeming to emanate from everywhere at once. Hayde laughed with the voice. He laughed and laughed until he didn't know where his voice finished and the voice of the disembodied began. And as Hayde reached for the bar, he felt his fingers slip. And that, my beautiful people, is the end of this story. Round of applause for another beautiful little story. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Like I said earlier, I didn't really say this earlier. I apologize for taking those days off, right? It was weird. I was like itching, like I wanted to do it, but I didn't want to put out a trashy episode where my voice sounds like shit. So I wanted to give you guys the best possible episode I could. And I decided to come back today, even though my voice isn't 100% there. I'm still a little tiny bit sick, but that's okay. I'll be better in the next couple of days for our episode on Friday when we do the Hope Diamond. Yeah. I know I said we were going to do it last Friday, people. I lied. I did. Okay. Got sick. Sorry. Fucking sue me. I don't care. All right. I apologize. All right. But that's what's going to be. That's what's going to be this Friday. And so is the Pennsylvania serial killer. It's also going to be this Sunday. All right. So I hope you guys missed me because I missed you guys. And I'm going to end this episode right now. So remember, stay frosty, stay foxy. Most importantly, the most important thing on this planet. Stay safe, you beautiful peacocks. I love y'all. Deuces.